Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
YouTube and Twitch streams, live streams going on right now, twitch.com/ESPN1000Chicago. Our YouTube live is youtube.com and then search ESPN Chicago. It's all brought to you by our great friends at Xfinity. Check out their new location in Elgin. It is opening tomorrow. It's tomorrow. Also this time tomorrow, I believe it's at 4, is Barstool Big Cat coming in at 4 tomorrow. So he'll be in our studio here on State Street tomorrow. You'll be able to watch on those channels, Twitch and YouTube, because not only can you listen, you can watch us there.
He's in a grueling miniature golf tournament right now.
Is this to coincide with the Masters?
I would assume so, yeah.
Is Jersey Jerry, did I read, is that his partner?
I think it's his caddy, isn't it?
Oh, is that his caddy?
Jersey Jerry is caddy, I think. I don't know.
So he doesn't let Jersey Jerry putt at all? It's just him putting?
I think,
and Jersey Jerry has to carry his putter? That's how it works?
I think, but I'm not 100% sure.
I believe Big Cat won $150K.
He did, yeah.
On the tournament, on UConn.
A couch change compared to what Portnoy won.
It's incredible.
But 150 grand is a pretty good take.
I think I saw Portnoy put down another like 300K on Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, really?
For the Masters to win over $1 million.
Tyler, who is the current? Is Scheffler the favorite?
Not only that, guess his odds.
-110.
To win the Masters?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
3-1?
4-1.
Okay.
That's a Tiger level number.
Is
the
it
height
really?
Of Tiger, like, that's a Tiger level number.
Is he going that well right now, Scheffler?
The one problem with him is he can't really putt.
He can't putt.
Now, it's gotten a little bit better, but...
Give me someone with some value that you like at the Masters.
I like, if you want to get, like, a real long shot, Sergio Garcia.
Oh, really? I don't know. Sergio. Really?
He was fantastic.
He's the host of our golf show. I don't listen to him.
I think another guy... I don't really love a ton of the like, top guys like Rory or Rahm or... I mean, Scheffler...
Scheffler at plus 450 or 460. That's not, I mean, that's still...
But usually your master... Like, your pre... tournament odds, you're looking at like anywhere between 9 to 11 to 1 for the favorite, and he's half of that. Another one I like, Hideki Matsuyama too.
Okay,
he always plays well there.
He always does pretty well there. And then if you want like a new up and coming,
how's Tony Finau playing these days?
He's all right. I think he won or like was top five at a tournament recently. But Ludvig Åberg,
excuse me,
is one of these new up and coming guys. I would look at him, too. Really?
What about the kid who was featured in...
Tom Kim?
Tom Kim.
Yes, I like him, too.
Oh, good. Yeah. I like him.
He finished top 20 last year, so it's not like it's his first whip around the course, either.
Did you see him in full swing, Waddle?
I got to watch it.
He really destroyed his ankle at the British Open, at the Open, and he played better after that.
See the guy that fell into the...
Fell in the mud.
The mud,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, they sort of... goof on him a lot.
Yeah, he's like the little brother of the entire group.
But it's fun. What
How
were you going to say,
Sam Burns or Cameron Young? Either guy
I don't love
you?
Either of those guys. Okay. Cameron Smith, though, on the other hand.
How about Brooks Koepka?
I mean, Brooks is always a good bet, especially if you're in like one of those one-and-done pools where like you can only pick one golfer for the whole year at all the different tournaments. You want to pick live guys at these because you can't use them in any of the other weeks of your one-and-done pools. So
I've always been a Victor Hovland guy. I think 1 year.
Victor Hovland's very good.
He's going to break through 1 year.
But here's the thing about Hovland. He's been awful this year.
Really?
And that's like, I love Hovland, but he's just been terrible this year. So.
How's JT been playing lately?
He was pretty good at a recent tournament. I want to say he was like top five or top seven at a recent tournament, but it's been an all right year for JT.
Didn't he separate himself from Bones?
Yes, he did, right before the Masters. Yeah, like a week or two ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Caddy golf, golfer drama.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it helps, sometimes it hurts.
All right, so we'll see if we get in touch here with Wilbon. If you want to, we've been talking about should the Bears trade up for Marvin Harrison. That got a lot of phone calls. We can continue to take those, 312-332-3776.
By the way, I wanted to ask, did your Cubby Chubby return after last night's
It was great to see, and like you know how I feel about Christopher Morrell. I was texting Friedel. I had a long text chat with Friedel. Friedel all of a sudden comes from the top rope, and he always gets me. When you know, my dauber's down in your terms about the Cubs. He's in San Diego. He takes this trip every year. I promised that we would take the trip next year together. He never really invited me, first of all. And he's like, when are you going to come out on this trip with me? And I go, well, you've never really invited me on this trip. I go, I'll make it happen next year.
When he showed his face after they dropped an 8-0 lead, right? And that's when he came out of the weeds.
So, like, all of a sudden, yesterday, he's texting me and saying, the Cubs don't really have any stars on this team. Like, out of the blue, like, right as the Cubs game's about to start, the Cubs, or any team for that matter, in Chicago, they don't really have any stars. And I'm like, you know, first of all, the Cubs have a lot of good players, and they're not fully there yet. They have a lot of their young guys haven't come up yet. For instance, they're pitching. They still have some of their young arms. Cade Horton is going to be one of their better pitching prospects that coming up. Ben Brown has pitched in his last two outings. One of their better young arms. He's shown himself well in the last couple of outings. A lot of people love what Owen Casey is doing down on the farm. We'll see what some of these other young guys develop into, but we will see. I think Jesse or Jed may have said this with Cap. He doesn't know which one will be great, but he thinks a few of them will be great, if that makes any sense. And the Cubs are pretty deep. And I told Nick, I go, this isn't the NBA. Like, you don't necessarily have to have one or two great players to win a championship.
I would be more critical of their unwillingness or lack of willingness to spend money, not necessarily on superstars, but on needed components.
Right. And that's in, like I said to him, I go, you can have a gripe with them. Have they spent enough on the pen?
Yeah.
Or should they have gone more in on another starter? That's all fair. But to say, like, if the criticism is, do they have a true superstar? I don't know if that's really fair right now, because Their depth in their starting lineup offensively is pretty good, where the length in their lineup is good these days. And Morrell may end up being one of those players that turns into a star. And he goes, well, I can assure you one thing, in a couple of years, no one's really coming out to Wrigley Field to watch Christopher Morrell play. Like, A, do you even know that? And B, how many baseball players are there these days? And then I said, look, the Angels had Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and Albert Pujols at one time.
Yeah.
And what did they ever win? This, like I said, this ain't the NBA. That's not how you win in baseball these days.
They had Rendon as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they still do. Yeah.
Oh, they still do.
Yeah. I know, but and I mean, like, he was still hitting.
On paper, they spent money, and they had a lot of names you knew. Like, and what has Mike Trout ever won? So you got to build a really good baseball team. And I like my they still have spots they've got to improve. Justin Steele was a guy who was a finalist for a Cy Young. I'm not telling you the Cubs don't have holes, but to say do they have a true superstar? I don't know if that's necessarily the criticism that is the criticism that you want to go after right now about the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, how many games have they played as well? I mean, like, look, you're so early into this season, you don't know what's going to develop. I love watching Morrell play. I just like guys who play with that kind of enthusiasm and that passion. For your guys' sake, I would hope that some of the valleys would be eliminated this year, because he is a bit of a roller coaster. What did he hit, 25 or 26 home runs last year? But he's going to go 0 for 13 at times with 10 strikeouts.
Sure.
Maybe some of that gets eliminated and he evens some of that out. Exciting player. I mean, young player, exciting player.
Still developing. Like, yeah. He still didn't get all the consistent at-bats. And I heard you on with Cap and Hoodie. I got worried this morning, by the way, when I heard you. My phone did an update. And we were up getting the kids ready as usual. I was getting up ready, and I turned the radio on like I always do at 7:30. And I heard you, and they never said why you were on early. And I am like, am I up an hour later than I should be? No, are we all running late?
No, I had to join them an hour earlier because I had something I had to do with a partner. So I just joined them at 7:30.
Yeah, I got worried. I thought I overslept. Because, you know, when your phone doesn't update, sometimes maybe it doesn't update right, or maybe the clock was off.
I can't remember the last time I didn't wake up on my own and needed an alarm to wake me up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just wake up with the sun?
Yeah. Well, not even that. Just wake up with...
with the rooster?
Having to go to the bathroom, or just you just wake up.
So, like, once you're up, you don't go back, you don't doze back off.
I may lay around and watch television, but... sometimes it's like 4:30 or 5 o'clock, and it's hard to get back to sleep. It's crazy.
All right, 312-332-3776. Let's go to Joe in Virginia. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joey?
Joe.
Joe in Virginia is not there. Let's try Mark in Lincoln Park. Is this Mark the pilot?
What's up, gentlemen? It is. Great show today. Hilarious crosstalk.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
Sylvie, I got to compliment you on your heartfelt respect interview with Doug Collins. Not only did he deserve it, but it's a fantastic interview. And he really deserved it. You did a great job with that interview.
Yeah, but what about Waddle? Waddle was here, too.
I know, listening. Of course, yeah. You were driving the show. I'm just saying... Doug deserved all that respect.
I love Doug as much as anybody that we've developed a relationship with over the last few years.
He's fantastic. So I called into Tyler. Did I hear this right? You were talking about moving up to Harrison for a number one and two twos for next year? That's way too much.
Yeah, that's too much. Now, which one are you talking about? Are you counting the ninth pick as the one?
I thought what I misunderstood, perhaps, is a one from next year and two twos. That would be way too much.
Yeah, that's,
from a nine up.
We agree on that. Like, we were saying, okay, so you exchange the ninth pick for the fourth or fifth pick or whatever, wherever it is that you need to go get him, and then you give up maybe 2 second-round picks next year.
Or, I don't know, man.
Or the first and a second next year.
There's still not a first next year. No way. No first next year. There's too much that needs to be done with the team still. You still need the outside edge rusher. You still need a left tackle, a center, a three technique. I mean, there's stuff that's needed. And this is all in the context of you have Keenan Allen now and DJ Moore and two tight ends that can catch the ball. And you can run the ball up the gut. There's just too much that needs to be done outside of these receivers. And there's so many guys that are coming up through college now. And I get Marvin Harrison is elite, but there's other elite guys coming. It's the new running back.
I'm with you, Mark, in terms of, like, look, I am very optimistic about the direction this team is headed and a lot of the improvements they've made. But I'm not yet ready to say that this is a near-complete roster. Like, I do believe if you found an opportunity to upgrade significantly left tackle, you have to take it. I don't know whether or not they found their answer at center. I have no idea if Tevin Jenkins is going to be healthy enough to be your left guard going forward into the future. I don't know what you're going to get from Nate Davis. I don't know whether or not Dexter is your three technique. I like what I've seen so far. I don't know who your other pass rusher is going to be. Like, there are a lot of questions that are still attached to this team. Like, as a wide receiver as well. I mean, you're going to need a guy because Keenan Allen's not going to play forever. So, I mean, there are a ton of issues for me that I still, not a ton, but a good number of them that still need to be addressed.
Matt tweets the show and he says, tried calling you, had to hang up to pick up my kid. If you can trade up to get Marvin, you should, and we can trade 2026 picks as well. So a 2025 second round pick, a 2026 second round pick, along with our ninth overall pick to move up four or five spots. We shouldn't be passing on a generational talent if it's on the table.
Well, how about some Tic Tacs and some Cheez-Its as well? I mean, look, maybe a team you would deal with don't want 2026 currency. Maybe they want something that will they can spend this draft or next draft. I don't know anybody who's looking out that far to say, hey, let's do this. There's so much uncertainty attached to that.
Spencer in Whiting, Indiana. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Spencer?
How we doing, guys?
We're good.
You guys know me. I'm the Notre Dame guy. If Joe Alt's there, total take. I still think that if there's another elite offensive tackle like the guy from, I think it's Alabama, you could also take him. Just building around Caleb, I think there's going to be plenty of options, like you guys mentioned, Xavier Worthy out of Texas. So there's talent across the board when it comes to wide receivers, but in terms of all-around great players that are going to be rare to find going forward, I think you need an offensive tackle.
I don't disagree with you. Like, that if you stay at nine and Joe, like, I don't expect Joe Alt to be on the board. We touched on that earlier, Spencer. I think a lot of people believe he's going to the Titans. But if he's there, where does Mel have Joe Alt going? Does he have him going to the Titans?
I thought he had him going to the Titans.
It's on the Titans, yeah.
But I mean, Spencer, that's another one where if Joe Alt is there at nine, that's one of those that you would have a lot of problems turning that card in that doesn't read Joe Alt.
Yep. I agree. And I just think that, I mean, let's not ruin the future of the number one pick by getting rid of the future picks. Like you guys mentioned, the next year's first round pick, that's so much more value with the fifth year option, obviously, and then just the talent that might be available. You never know.
Spencer, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Rob on the south side. Rob.
Yes.
What's up?
You're on the air. Well, who are you talking to?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Who were you talking to?
It was the radio.
Oh, you were listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I just turned down the radio.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. But but now, are you guys ready for spring? It's finally here.
Oh, it's great. Waddle says it's going to be 80 this weekend.
Yeah,
it's
supposed to be 80.
Oh my God, global warming is coming. But on the Bears, so I'm just concerned that, you know, Justin Fields and Caleb Williams are going to be in similar positions because of the offensive line. And we really, really, if you guys name the top five starters, it doesn't sound too good. And we really got to shore that up. So I believe we got to trade back that number nine, and we got to get some more draft capital. And I get it, the wide receivers sound so sexy. This guy's so good. Oh, he runs great routes, all that good sexy stuff. But football, the offensive line really matters. And when you look at the Lions, you look at any team that was in the playoffs, their offensive line, look at the 49ers. If we want to be a playoff team, look at the Eagles. We have to have a real offensive lineman. All those teams got Pro Bowlers. We got none.
I think it's a good point, Rob, but I would say this. If, in fact, Roma Dunze is on the board at nine and Joe Alt is off, my guess is Roma Dunze is going to be higher on Ryan Poles' board than the next best offensive lineman. And history has told us, recent history, that he's not going to draft position. He's going to draft a guy that is the highest rated guy on his board. And that would also fill a need for them. So while I don't dispute that they need... Look, I have a lot of questions. Maybe they've answered them. Maybe Ryan Bates is the answer. Maybe the guy that they got from the Rams, they signed as a center, is an answer. Maybe Braxton Jones in his third season. I don't know. I just know that, you know, I got a lot of hope and a lot of confidence in what they're doing in a lot of areas on offense. But that offensive line still leaves me a little bit sleepless.
I think you're exactly right with what you said about he drafts based on his grade of the player, not of the need.
And I believe going forward, when this roster is more complete, he'll have the luxury of maybe drafting by position a little bit more than drafting as the top, the best player on the board. But right now, they still have enough needs where there's no reason for him to deviate from his initial plan.
That's why when, if Joe Alt would fall to them, you would think he would be the highest grade player. Well, it depends how much they love Odunze, though, too. Like, for instance, Daniel Jeremiah has Odunze as his, number two or number three rated prospect, doesn't he?
I believe he does. If, in fact, Joe Alt is there and Odunze is there, you're going to find out who they have as a higher rated prospect. Yes. Because my guess is they're going to take that guy. Whoever they feel is the better player, regardless of position, or has a higher ranking on their board, that's who they're going to take.
This is fun because we've spent so many months talking about Caleb Williams and talking about Justin Fields, talking about what they do at quarterback. Then in a normal year, we'd be talking about ad nauseum the number 9 overall pick, because that's a high pick.
Right.
It's where they were drafting last year. And now this is a sprint to 9 for us.
Well, Greeny and the fellas are still asking whether or not the Bears are taking Caleb Williams at 1. So.
Of course. But you know what I mean? In a normal year, we would be talking about number 9 for months.
Absolutely.
And we have not spent a lot of time about 9.
No.
And now all of a sudden we're like, hey, do you trade up for Marvin Harrison? What are you going to do at 9? Because now 1's finally, it looks like,
real solved. Quick, we've talked about the good fortune they've had, and it's important. Think about the good fortune they have with number 9 overall, because this is a quarterback-heavy draft. Like, guys in other positions are going to be available this year in ways that they wouldn't in years gone by, because there are so many quarterbacks that teams are interested in.
Yes, yes. All right, so White Sox baseball coming up next. Thanks to Meller, and thank you to Tyler. We're back tomorrow for basically a full show. So tune in then. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Wednesday afternoon.
It's the classic!
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No high from you.
What?
No high from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bump, 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 bump.
And thank you to all, and to all a good night.
I just want to say thank you all, and as always, f*** everybody else. I love y'all.